a lot of people think your testimony is how bad you've been, but that's not what your testimony is. Your testimony is how good God is. It's how good God has been to you. And I'm telling you, I have a testimony that God has been good to me. God has been good to me. I want to share an encouraging message with you this morning for a few moments, Lord willing, on defeating addiction in your life. Now, you may think this sermon isn't for you, but it is. It's for all of us. It's for every one of us. And the Bible gives us keys to defeating and overcoming and conquering addiction and the habits in our life. And it can only be done through Jesus Christ. And everybody say this with me, I can't. Amen. Everybody say, I can't. Amen. Everybody say, God can. Amen. God can. All right, I think I'll let him. Everybody say it again, I think I'll let him. See, defeating addiction, you can't do it by willpower. Willpower, you can't defeat it. You can't defeat it with willpower. Your flesh can't defeat it. But it can happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. We all know, hey, addiction is a problem in today's society. Everyone has had one or they're going through one right now. In churches, wherever, it is everywhere. And we must be honest before God. And some of us, we think God is looking for perfection, but God isn't looking for perfection. He's looking for honesty. And if we'll just be honest before God and say, God, this is what I'm going through. I can't. You can. So I'm going to let you do it right now. I'm going to let you move through my life. See, it's a problem. And some of us, we've spent a lifetime covering up our problems. And we've convinced ourselves that we are in control of our behaviors. But when we try to stop, we realize that the habit or the addiction is actually controlling us. It's actually controlling our lives. Addiction has no respect for people. None of us are immune to it. Drugs, alcohol, gambling, even video games, even the internet, food, yep, I said it, even food, or even inflicting physical pain on yourself. Listen, some of these addictions may have started out innocently. It may have been from a prescription, or it could have been from a desire just to fit in. And we all have wounds that have not been healed. And a lot of society today, they enter into it and they try to find healing for the wounds and they try to find healing for the pain. And a lot of people will medicate that pain, or they'll try to do something in the world to try to erase the pain. And I was telling someone the other day that we are masters. We have mastered the art of escapism. We have mastered the art of escaping all of our problem, escaping reality, escaping this stuff, instead of expressing, everybody say expressing, instead of expressing our pain to God. All of us in this room today, we are no strangers to pain. Every one of us have experienced pain, and beneath the addiction and beneath these problems is pain. And that's what sin brings. It brings pain. So we're looking for a way out just to escape from all the pain of our past, the pain that we're going through. And if church people could get it, can I get an amen? See, we are not here to judge you. We are here to help you. Because we understand that, listen, we've been there too, and if it hadn't been for the grace of God, if it hadn't been for the mercy of God, look where we would be. But thank God for His mercy and His grace. Listen, I'm not smart enough to save myself. I'm not wise enough to save myself. But God loved me in my addiction, in my habit, when I was hurting my family, when I was hurting my loved ones. God never left me. He was right there with me every step of the way, and God will never leave you. And if we'll just understand and look to God and go boldly before Him of the throne of grace, that we can receive help in time of need. All we have to do is go to God. Go to God. Go to Him. And I'm telling you, anytime your past is brought up, that's a work of the enemy. And I was telling a few of them earlier today, I said, listen, the past will come calling you, but let it go to voicemail. It ain't got nothing good to say anyways. Let it go to voicemail and begin to praise God and say, you know what? I'm not going to be in bondage to my past because I believe in the power of the cross. And I believe in the blood of the Lamb. And I believe that He erased all of my sins and that God isn't judging me because of my past or my present failure. He is judging me based on the blood of Jesus Christ. I can go forward and not live in guilt, fear, and condemnation. And I know that God is there with me the rest of the way. Sometimes we have mastered escapism, but we need to learn how to express our pain to God instead of escaping through these things. So we can't deliver ourselves. There's no way. We have to get to the point to where we have to say, I can't do it. How many's ever trusted in yourself before? I believe all of us have. That was a crazy question. We've trusted in our flesh, right? We would say things of, well, I can do it on my own. I can defeat it on my own, but you can't do it on your own. You have no power in and of yourself to defeat it because we are all born in sin. And there's some of us here today. So it's easy to put on a mask, isn't it? And say, well, I'm perfect and I don't have any problems and I don't go through these things. Listen, you can be saved and still have struggles and problems and issues that you're going through. Not very popular. But we have faith. Everyone goes through things. And if we'll just stop acting like we're perfect, can I get an amen? Stop acting like we're perfect and say, you know what? We're not perfect, but we're going to be honest about a few things, because if I'm honest before God, God will come down and deliver me and set me free. I've got to be honest before God. We can't lie to an all-knowing perfect God and act like He doesn't know what's going on. And we'll pray. Then sometimes we'll pray to God and we act like He doesn't know what's going on. And we'll pray these fluent, eloquent prayers and act like He doesn't know. God knows everything. So just be honest with Him and say, God, I can't. You can. I'm letting You. I'm letting You work in my life. You say, Pastor, is it that simple? Yes, it's that simple. It's profound. You just let God do it, right? And you be honest before God and be honest before other people. Listen, it is so easy to live in self-deception. It is so easy to lie to yourself. We say things such as, I'm in control, or I can stop anytime I want to. I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. And you know what? The work of the enemy wants to tell you, you're okay, you can do it on your own, you can defeat it on your own. But listen, the greatest revelation you can ever have is to be honest before God and to be honest before people and say, I need help. This is what I'm struggling with. And I'm going to tell you something here. Here at this church, if you tell us what you're struggling with, we won't bring out the gavel and say, we're judging you, we're judging you. We're going to get rid of the gavel and we're going to say, we're here to help you. We know what you're going through. Come on into the house of God where you can get help, where you can receive mercy and grace. This is not a membership club. This is the house of God where the family of God is. It is the house of God where everyone has problems, everyone has issues, everyone has struggles, but we know that when we take it before God, He will set us free. Amen? We have a saying here at the church, it's okay to not be okay. But it's not okay to stay that way. Amen. So we want to create a culture and we want to create an atmosphere where it's okay. Okay to be honest before God. But the enemy makes us afraid if you reveal the truth. If you reveal the real you. If you tell other people the real you and what's going on, man, they are going to judge you and look down on you and they're not even going to help you. Let me tell you something. That is a lie from the pits of hell. The enemy wants you to live in condemnation, fear, and guilt. But I'm here to tell you that if you'll get honest before God and say, God, this is what I'm struggling with and You're the only one that can help me. And if you'll ever get to that point, listen, God will set you free. He'll set you free. Everybody say, I can't. God can. That's the reason why we could quote that verse in Philippians 4:13, right? I can, through Christ, I can do all things through who? Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. See, Samson is an example. I was reading the story of Samson. Man, this man was powerful in every area of his life. He whipped a whole army with the jawbone of a donkey. I mean, this man is powerful. I mean, he's strong. He was dedicated to the Lord when he was a child, and he had strength in every area, but there was one area he was blind to, and most of you probably know what it is. It was in the way he related to women. And Delilah came along and deceived him because he was in self-deception himself. And he told him the secret of his strength. You can read it, Judges chapter 16. And Samson revealed the power of his strength, which was in his hair. And revealed that. And that was a blind area in his life. Do you know what Samson's problem was? He was living in self-deception. I've got it under control. I'm indestructible. I'm immune to temptation. I'm immune to all this stuff. I'm strong enough on my own. It's easy to get that way, right? A lot of times prosperity can lie to us, can't it? And the world's view of success. Everything's going right for me. Everything's going, but we forget there may be a couple of areas that we're weak in. And if we're not careful and be honest before God, it could really take a toll on us and destroy us. So we need to learn from the story of Samson and understand, wait a minute, we got to depend on God. We better not get so high and mighty and so prideful that we depend on ourselves. And that's what happened to Samson. And I love the story when the storm, in the New Testament, when the storm came and the disciples woke Jesus up. Don't woke Jesus up and said, don't you care, Master, that we're sinking? Don't you care? And Jesus spoke to the storm. I believe God can, don't you? And Jesus spoke to the storm, and he spoke with authority, and he calmed the storm. This man spoke. He said, peace be still. Three words, and the storm was calm. Don't you think that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? And that you believe that if you ask Jesus, Lord, speak into my life, that he will do it? Yes, he will. God will not turn anyone away. I don't care how bad your life is. I don't care how bad your past is. I don't care where you're from, where you've been, what you've done. It doesn't matter. God accepts people who call upon him. He will not turn you away. Amen? I can't. God can. I think I'll let him. Amen, church? I think I'll let God. Listen, Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you. In your weakness, I am made strong. Your weakness is God's opportunity for him to show his strength in your life. You say, well, Pastor, if you knew what I did and if you knew where I was from and where I came from and everything I did, you probably would think different about me. Listen, God's grace and God's mercy covers all. Love covers a multitude of sins. Amen? Covers a multitude of sins. And God says that we must be like a child. Mark chapter 10, verse 10 through 13, Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Do you know how dependent a child is on its parents, right? Parents, am I preaching today? Do you know how the child is dependent upon you, right? You take them out to eat, you feed them, you clothe them, right? And so a child is very dependent, right, on the Lord. And you know what? A child is honest before their parents, right? And so they're so, and vulnerable too, right? Children are vulnerable. Innocent. That's the way God wants us to be, right? He wants us to be vulnerable to him and say, you know what? I'm going to expose my real self here. I'm going to tell you what I'm going through. Because I know that if I am honest before God and honest before people, that's when my deliverance is coming. Listen to me closely. And I said a lot of stuff, but if you remember anything I said, remember this. The power of secret is making you sick. The power of secret is making you sick. As long as you keep secrets, You can't keep a secret from God because he's all-knowing. But if you're trying to keep a secret from him, everybody, this, I'm not going through this. This is not what I'm going through. I don't have this, right? And we deceive ourselves and we're lying to ourselves. You're not going to get delivered, and you're going to get worse and worse and worse. And you got to let that out. Why do you think people get sick when they hold that bitterness in? There are many people today, they cannot forgive. And this is some of the stuff that they say. If I forgive, then that'll justify what they did. If I forgive, then that's going to look like it's going to make it all okay. Listen, forgiveness doesn't justify. Forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness is for your freedom. And if you'll understand what Jesus did for you, Jesus, how many believe that Jesus is very forgiving? Jesus is very forgiving. Should we not be very forgiving also? Well, can I get an amen in the house this morning? We should have a tender heart. And you say, Pastor, it's hard. Yeah, I know it's hard. I'm sure it was quite difficult to go to the cross because only one man could do it. Only one perfect man could do it. And yes, I know forgiveness is hard. But when you forgive and say, this is what God says, my flesh don't want to forgive. But if I humble myself and I forgive, listen, God will set me free. And then I can take a deep breath and not hold all the bitterness and the hurt and the pain in my life. Because now I'm expressing my pain to God. And I'm expressing myself to God. And I say, God, here I am. I'm an open book. Everybody say this with me. I'm an open book. Scary, huh? Scary to be vulnerable. It's scary to be honest. But you know what else is, scarier? To not be honest. Thou shalt not lie, right? Right? It's even scarier not to be in the will of God. Amen? So God gives us an option. He says, you can be honest before me. Confess your sins, right? Confess your sins. Confess your faults. Or you can act like I don't know about it. Right? Am I preaching this morning? Listen, God knows all things. So we should not live in the power of secret, but we should get into the secret place with God. Amen, church? Amen. The power, I hope y'all wrote that down. The power of secret will make you sick. It will make you sicker. But you got to be honest before God and be honest before other people. And say, yes, this is what I went through. Yes, this is what I've done. Yeah, no, I'm not proud of it. But look how good God is. And look how good God is. And look what he did for me in my life. And I don't have to go back anymore. I could go forward in Jesus' name. Everybody say, God can. God can. You say, Pastor, life is unfair. There's unfair things that happen. Listen, we live in a sin-cursed world, all right? This world is filled with sin, and there are unfair things. There are unjust things that happen. And the Bible says that we live in a sin-cursed earth, a sin-cursed world. But we have many questions, but if we'll still seek God through the pain, and if we'll still seek God through the pain and the sorrow, we will find him. We will find him. I just want to read a scripture here, Matthew chapter 11. I know you probably got it memorized. What is it, 50 verses that y'all memorized? 60 verses? 60? Wow. Amen. I think that's awesome. But in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, this is what Jesus said. Here's how you led him. Y'all ready? I can't. God can. But this is how you led him. Come to me. Pastor, it's too simple. Ain't that good? It needs to be simple. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. We've rested in our own labors, trusting in our own selves, trusting ourselves to helping ourselves without God. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. You know how you get healing? Do you know how your body heals? Do you know when your body heals? When you're resting. How do you heal spiritually? Come on, are you with me? How do you heal spiritually? Rest. Well, what's spiritual rest? How do you spiritually rest? You just rest in the forgiveness of God. You rest not only in the forgiveness of God, but you rest in the empowering grace of God who empowers you to live holy for him. I'm resting in him. Next verse, and I will give you rest. verse 29, and he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You know what? It's a lifetime. Your relationship with God is a lifetime, and you're going to be learning for a lifetime. Y'all with me? For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest. Second time he uses rest, and you will find rest for your souls. How many's ever not had rest before? Right? You stayed up all night, and man, you couldn't focus, you couldn't concentrate. And spiritually, now let's look at it spiritually. The enemy doesn't want you to focus and concentrate on the promises of God. And if you don't learn how to spiritually rest, you won't be able to focus. You won't be able to concentrate. You won't receive healing for your life. You won't be able to concentrate on the promises of God. And the enemy will lie to you, lie to you, lie to you. That's why it's so important to spiritually, everybody say this with me, spiritually rest in Christ. If we don't learn how to rest in Him, listen, we'll get fatigued, tired, because we're laboring. We're laboring. Trusting in our own selves, in our own efforts to save ourselves. You want me to tell you how you get saved? Romans chapter 10. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's how you get saved. Let's read that next verse, verse 30. His yoke is easy. Right? Take my yoke upon you, verse 30. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Cast your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Listen, when you pray and you come to God, maybe you come to the altar, maybe you pray at home, maybe you pray in your room. When you pray, don't get back up and say, oh, I'm still worrying about it, and you grab it and you take it with you. Leave it in God's hands. Leave it, you pray and you leave it in God's hands and say, I'm not worrying about it anymore. I'm not worrying about it. Everybody say this, it's in God's timing. It's in God's timing. Listen, part of letting God work is to come out of denial and self-deception, right? We've got to be able to trust in God, right? And we are here, listen, every one of us here, we believe in grace and we believe in mercy. And I'm telling you, I get sick and tired of religion and the religious spirit that doesn't give people a chance to serve God. A spirit of religion that says you have to labor. What did he say? Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And many people have been caught up in the spirit of religion. And they've been laboring and laboring and laboring in their own selves. And they got to get into a relationship. Everybody say relationship. A relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Let's not be bound to our past. Let's not be bound to other things. Let's look to God. Let's look to God. Let's have accountability with each other. Accountability. Guys, if we're never honest... And I know I said this already, but I'm driving the point home. Can I do that? If we're never honest about our lives and if we're never honest before God, we'll never receive the help that we really need. Right? And this is for every one of us. You say, Pastor, you said everyone in here has got issues and struggles. Does that mean you got struggles and issues too? Yeah. Yep. We go through things. Right? And if you knew what I've did in my life, what I've done, you'd be like, what are you doing pastoring? Well, can I get an amen in the house? Amen. See, religion wants to hold things against you and remember and always bring up the past. That's what religion does. But grace says, praise God, forgiveness is here. Amen? Forgiveness is here. Right? This message is for everyone. And I believe, I don't know who you are, right? But if God is calling you to come up to the altar and pray and maybe give your life to the Lord, maybe you don't have a relationship with God. Listen, God's calling you. God's calling you. And you say, what will people think? What was we preaching today? Be honest before God. Be honest before other people. Listen, it doesn't matter what other people think, right? Listen, we don't want to be caught up in pride, in a prideful attitude. How many wants rest in their life? I want to rest. I want to rest in God. Not just physical rest. All of us want that, don't we? But guys, I'm talking about a true spiritual rest where you can rest from worrying about if God holds it against you about your past. Y'all with me? And you're worried and you're anxious and you're depressed and you're lonely. I'm here to tell you, and I'm just confirming the testimonies that's given you. How many appreciates the testimonies that were given today? Praise God. And what I'm preaching today, you've seen a demonstration of it in their lives. A demonstration of God's power. I want us to remember this. Listen, it doesn't matter what you're going through. If it's a food addiction, if it's smoking. Old pastor's talking about smoking this. Yeah, God can deliver you from that too. Dipping, we call it dipping, you know, tobacco. You know, some people say backer, you know what I'm talking about. Whatever it is, listen, if you're honest before God and honest before people, God can set you free from that. Amen? And you say, Pastor, now you're judging me. No, I'm not. We're showing you love. We're just showing you love. Listen, I got a message for us church people here this morning, okay? If you can't witness to someone with a beer in their hand or a cigarette in their hand or whatever they're doing, you need to pray. You need to pray. We are the light of the world, and we are called to pierce the darkness. It doesn't matter what they're going through. Oh, I got to get away from those sinners. What are you doing? Jesus went to them. Are you off in the head or something? Amen, church. We are called. Listen, we get so comfortable in our church circle, but Jesus said, go into the world and preach and teach the gospel. Pastor, it's uncomfortable. It's supposed to be. It's the darkness. It's uncomfortable. It's awkward. No, you're supposed to. You're supposed to go to them. Amen. I can't do it. You can't do it. You cannot do it on your own. You got to have God, and you got to have community. Accountability. Everybody say accountability. Right? When you pray up here in the altar and you're honest before God, listen, find someone here. Find an accountability partner. Find someone you can talk to. Why do you think we have small groups here? Sunday school groups, people. We got circles, we got friends. It's so we can be accountable toward each other. You know when we're in, and I'm almost done, church. You know when we're in the will of God. When we can talk to each other about our issues and problems that we have, and we're not ready to judge, but we're ready to help each other through it. Right? And you say, Pastor, you know what they're going through? They're here, they're going to church today. You know, I can't believe you're letting them in. Excuse me. Shut up. They're welcome here. Whatever they're going, I don't care if they got, they're living in sin. This is a haven for sinners. This is a place. This is not a membership club. This is a hospital. And this hospital is full of sick people. But the sick people are going to get healed if you get them in the hospital. We've got a great staff here. We've got great spiritual nurses. We've got great spiritual doctors that will help you through your issues and help you through your life. Amen, church. Amen, church. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Let's lift our hands together right now. Let's thank God for His supernatural power and His supernatural grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Let's lift our hands together right now. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to understand that we are helpless without You. We're hopeless without You. We're powerless without You. But Father, we trust in the all-powerful strength that You have for us. And we declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Father, we're so thankful that You have given us joy unspeakable and full of glory. We can't help ourselves, but Lord, we know that You're our help in time of trouble. You are a present refuge in time of trouble. And Father, with our hands lifted high, let our hands lifted high be a symbol that we are letting You work in our lives. Work in us, cleanse us, purify us. We thank You for salvation, but also, Lord, empower us to live a life of holiness. and purity before you, God. Touch us all, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This altar is open. We always give an altar call. Whatever need you have this morning, come up to the front. And I'll pray with you, but if you feel like kneeling at the altar, that's fine too. And this altar is open. Whatever need you have, it doesn't matter what need. You think, well, God, does God care? Of course He cares. He cares about every area of your life. Every little detail of your life, God cares. So as they sing this morning, this altar is open. And you could come kneel and just ask, be honest before God. Say, God, I need your help today. And I know that you're showing mercy to me and empower me to live for you. Amen? Amen? So as they sing, this altar is open this morning. And let's just worship the Lord, okay? Let's just worship the Lord today. Thank you, Lord.